Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps the question you may be asking, why should Christians be concerned? Why should we become involved? Why am I so passionate on this broadcast each day as we face the issues? And the question, it can be answered very succinctly, is because if we watch America's demise, we will see Christianity, the church, and pastors, every believer will be prosecuted and persecuted simply because of our faith. A good microcosm of that is the Sweet Cakes Bakery in Colorado, Jack Phillips, that's now been prosecuted and persecuted for 9 long years simply because of his stand for the Word of God, his stand for truth, his refusal to bend and to bow and to surrender his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to a mob mentality and to a nation that says, I believe, if you want to use the term, going absolutely bonkers, start raving crazy in relationship to the morals and ethics. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tuck this in. The sodomite agenda, the LGBTQ, as it is called, linked with the abortion industry, the Planned Parenthood organization, they're now in control of most all that takes place in the D.C. Beltway. And they make up, ladies and gentlemen, the sodomite lifestyle makes up less than 4% of Americans that identify as any part of that lifestyle, and yet they continue to carry about 98% of the policy, procedures, and the bills that are being passed in D.C. today. We need to be gravely concerned about it. Another one of the headlines that we're talking about, here's an article that says, ISIS sympathizer, the Boulder shooter suspect identified as an ISIS one that is a sympathizer. This article says, in the further body of the article, the one that's the journalist doing the reporting cited an unidentified White House official and said that President Biden has been fully briefed that the Colorado shooter is an ISIS sympathizer. Further, he says it's beginning to look like the Boulder shooter was a jihadist terror attack and not just a white supremacist shooter. Late Tuesday, this journalist cited a national security source and said that this man was a Syrian refugee who arrived through the Obama-era asylum program. Ladies and gentlemen, think of what's happening today on our border with hundreds of thousands of those coming in that's illegal, multitudes of them from other nations other than just the lower part of South America and with Mexico. Many of them are coming from socialist, Marxist, communist nations coming in to overthrow America. And ladies and gentlemen, one researcher said that if Biden continues the track that he's on now in the first 2 years of his, quote, administration, that there could be as many as 52 million additional illegal immigrants in America coming in as a result of it. That will overthrow any system, any political system, any agenda of we the people in the United States of America. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a headline here. Twitter is saying that Ahmad El-Awasi, a white Christian terrorist, doesn't violate its misinformation policies. Twitter is still calling this Marxist, jihadist, Muslim terrorist, still calling him, what was the title of that? White Christian terrorist. Ladies and gentlemen, they claim that they made that decision not based on his background, his ethnicity, but just simply based on what is an obvious skin color of white. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with today Danny Ort, Danny in his Common Man Theory, and we're talking about what we're seeing in America, what the demise will be like, what America will be like if the shadow government stands up, and going into the new world order, what will America be like? How will we stand? What will we do? What will we tell our children and their children? What will our children tell our grandchildren if America continues? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, all of this is predicated on one little major eschatological prophetic factor, and that is that the rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God. The rapture of the church, the sudden seizure, the snatching away. So if you're listening today and you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, keep in mind, we won't be here after the rapture of the church, but our many of our friends, relatives, neighbors, and family members, etc., will be, that will be lost and without any hope because the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, being full charge, full control, where anything that's called Christianity, anything that's called morals and ethics and values will be persecuted and prosecuted. If you don't believe that, in your leisure, open your Bible to Revelation, the 13th chapter. It's on the left page, the bottom verse on the left column in my Bible, beginning with 18 verses in, telling us what the world will be like under the Antichrist leadership. Danny, I believe we have a caller on the line, Jose. Jose, go ahead with your question or comment, please. Or is this Joseph?
Hey, brother. It's so sad to see the way that those enemies within the Democrats are taking America. They have no regard. They are no patriots. You tell them that you love America, and they look at you like, what? It's just, I think they are the result of those spoiled, smoking pot teachers that we got teaching in most of the colleges and universities and the educational system. I'm not saying all of them, but a huge majority. And they are indoctrinating the generations to come. And it's unfortunate to see how those illegals are invading this country. You hear about, like, 2 weeks ago, when they have the FBI guy in charge, some hearings in D.C., I hear this news on CBN, the Christian Broadcast Network. They had three guys from Yemen, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. When the FBI checked their fingerprints, they matched on the terror list. Don't tell me that they were coming here to do some housework or cut some grass. The intentions are not that. I'm sorry. But the liberal media is not telling the American people the crisis that is going on down south. And they are using those kids. Their parents send them. They stay behind, and they just put them right there at the border with the cartels. You go ahead, I'm going to meet you the day after tomorrow. I mean, it's, that's the game they're doing. And don't be surprised, brother, within 3 or 4 years, those the same enemies within the Democrats are going to cry, those are the new dreamers. Don't forget about that also. They're going to cry foul, oh, those poor, innocent kids brought by their parents when they were little. They didn't know anything about it. That's the new wave that is coming. The same thing with that lie that there's only 11 million illegals. They've been telling us that for the past 15 years. I guess they don't reproduce, they don't have babies, and they don't grow in numbers. That's a huge lie. There's close to 25 or 30 million in this country. And it's unfortunate to see that nobody seems to do anything, and the media is covering. The media is not reporting the real facts. They just push their agenda, and it's so sad to see this going on, brother. At this point, my question to you is, what can we do? The people that we love to obey the laws, and we love to see the Constitution to be obeyed by everybody. This is just, in this clown in the White House, he's just a puppet. I wonder at what time he pays meds, because the guy is never speaking clearly. He's always mumbling, and he doesn't know where he's at. I mean, this is something else. I want to see this clown next January, the speech to the State of the Union. Can you imagine this clown speaking for an hour and 40 minutes the same way Trump did? I don't picture that at all. I don't know how they're going to do it. That's my take. But anyway, brother, I want to hear your take on that. Because
very good. Well, Jose, thank you so much for your input. I'm going to ask Danny to respond to you, and then I will respond to each of you. But Danny, what do you say to Jose, his passion, his concern about what is taking place with America, with the brainwashing, with the crossing of the border, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, first off, Jose, you're absolutely right in everything you spoke of, and it's been going on for decades behind the scene. But yet, we saw what they did to America in our last election, right before our eyes. And we've seen the aftermath of putting Biden in there and having him undo through executive orders every good thing that that Trump did from day one. From moment one, he has undone the greatness of a godly man. Now, when you actually look at this 21-year-old Muslim who was, again, brainwashed from birth, brought over here by a Muslim, Obama, and placed within American society. They're using a 21-year-old man to destroy the Second Amendment because he chose to exercise his Muslim faith and kill the non-believers. Now, this isn't the first time they've used this attempt to take away the Second Amendment, and it won't be the last. So what can we do? Well, I believe in the Constitution where it says we have the right to have militias in every state. Well, I say let's put them in every county in every state and start building our Christian militia protection force while we still have the right to do so. So that may be extreme to some, but it's in fulfillment of our constitutional right, isn't it?
Yes, Danny, and I'm in agreement with that. And with that constitutional right, it also redounds to the right of each and every individual citizen to own and have his own self-protection. And it was not just given to us by the Constitution. It was codified in the Constitution, but it was given to us by God,
right,
through the Word of God and confirmed in our courts. But, Jose, going back to one of your statements in relationship to the number of so-called dreamers, you may not recall it, I do. Under the Reagan administration, they allowed some 4 million immigrants to come in that were illegal, gave them asylum, put them on the fast track for green cards and for citizenship. And they promised then to Reagan, President Reagan, that if he would simply sign the bill allowing that, that the immigration bill would be corrected and changed so that it would never, ever again happen. Well, we know that to be a lie, because it's happened under every president. Every president thus far swept it under the rug and not done anything about it until it came down to Donald J. Trump. And President Trump did something about it. Now, we're watching Obama with no cognitive ability. We're watching him basically unwind everything that President Trump had done to destroy America. So we need to, as Christians, keep on looking up, lifting up our head, because our redemption is drawing nigh. Every day that we see, every clock, every hand, every 24-hour time that the hands go around the face of the clock, we're watching it closer and closer today that we'll be suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world. That ought not to cause us to be pacifists. We ought not to sit down and do nothing. We need to take a stand and stand for truth. Danny, one more statement before we take our next caller.
Yeah, I want Jose and the listening audience to understand this. This is one 21-year-old man. There are thousands and thousands of Muslims with the same brainwashing and beliefs about the infidel in this country.
Yes.
Waiting to be given the orders to start killing.
Absolutely.
And that's our future if we allow it.
If we allow it. So, Jose, thank you so much for calling. You're right on target. I believe we have another caller. Go over with your question or comment, please.
Good afternoon.
Hey, delighted to have you with us on Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Youngblood and Mr. Orr. I'm just going to be a little sarcastic here. They're trying to take away our Second Amendment rights because of a Syrian event that occurred there. I think we as the government, their bombs, didn't we just recently, like, bomb Syria? So, you know, a little tit for tat? Or am I just stretching it too far on this one?
Well, the bombing for Syria was a cover for what was taking place with the Biden administration. It was like Bill Clinton bombing an aspirin factory just to deflect his problems and difficulties when he was in office. Same thing,
yes.
Same modus operandi that's being used by Joe Biden today.
I was just being sarcastic, Doctor. I was saying, you know, since they're taking away the Second, they want to take the Second Amendment because of a Syrian national that committed an atrocity there. I was like thinking maybe the people of, you know, we are governed by the consent of the governed, not the other way around, and maybe we should request the government to give up their guns. Yeah.
Well, Jeff, one of the things you just touched on, it, the Declaration of Independence is very, very clear that it's the consent of the governed, the consent of the governed. Yep. And we have a legislative process, a constitutional republic, where we elect our leaders, we put, send them to Washington, that's supposed to represent the consent of the governed. And when the consent of the governed is not being listened to, followed, or being adhered to in any fashion, I believe it's time the American citizens need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. We talk about the consent of the governed. What Nancy Pelosi is doing today with H.R. 1, what Nancy Pelosi and the squad's doing with H.R. 5, the Equality Act, what they're doing with trying to overthrow the American system of governance is not at the consent of the governed. Read an article just recently, Jeff, that said something like 76% of the American citizens are in full disagreement with what's happening in Washington today. Yet we sit in silence. Pastors refuse to preach on it in the pulpits. Pastors and Christians think that somehow, some way, if we bury our head in the sand as an ostrich, that all of this will go away. But Jeff, and for our listening audience today, as Little Boy says, it's poor grammar, but it makes a point. It ain't going away. It will get worse lest we speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen.
Agreed.
What do you say to that?
Agreed. I agree 100%. And I think that Ed might have got my name wrong. I'm actually Jim. Mr. Orr, did you serve on Ronald Reagan's staff?
I would have been more than willing to do so, but no, I did not. And it's Orr.
Okay, I mean, I had you. Yeah, I have you mistaken for somebody else there. That,
well, maybe I qualify.
Well, I just remember I was listening to one speaker one day, and he was talking there, and he was the only cabinet member that was getting blowback, and Ronald Reagan turned to him and said, obviously you're doing something right. And I, for some reason, that the name Danny struck me, and I thought it was maybe you. That
one day when I have the opportunity to have open forums and town hall meetings through invitation, I'll be able to share this theory and the history that I've lived through. Once again, I'm just a common man of age 70 who loves the Lord and who loves this country and loves his children and wants the best for everyone's children and grandchildren. It's this fight is worth taking on.
Yes, it is.
And this our way of life is worth saving. The world's watching us. And they want to see what we, the people, are willing to do to keep what we have.
Yes.
They're watching and they're hoping. Why are they flooding the southern border? They say, oh, it's because Biden invited us. No, because we have the best way of life the world's ever seen. Now, will they sell us out once they get here? It's possible. Can they be converted to supporting us as Americans? That's possible as well. Well, we'll never know unless we take on the battle and try to win their hearts and souls for Christ and the American dream. And that's what's at stake. If they're coming in and we can't stop them, then let's bring them into the house of God.
That would work.
Yes, it would. But it's going to take preachers. It's going to take churches. It's going to take Christians to show that our heritage, our God-given heritage in this country, is the greatest gift to man has ever known. And it is up to us as believers and as American-born citizens to be that light for them to cling to and be that strength and power. And we can show them the kind of love that Christ speaks of. But they have to understand that if they bring us down, they stay down.
Yes.
And that's what we can't allow to happen.
Well, thank you, Danny. Jim, thank you so much for your input and your call.
Thank you, sir.
I tell all of our listeners, keep on looking up for our redemption. Draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline. It says, police in China raid the church during a Sunday morning worship service, seize the pastor and four other members. That's exactly what is the harbinger for what we can see in America if we continue the trek that we're on now. Another egregious headline, ladies and gentlemen. It simply says, BLM mob trapped 100 customers inside of a grocery store. And they make a statement that says, we're shutting the blankety blank down. Ladies and gentlemen, I've watched the video footage of that. I've watched the news report on that. And it's almost as though it is just simply having a party, because they blocked the doorway, locked in over 100 customers in a grocery store simply because it's Black Lives Matter, and because Black Lives Matter is a socialist Marxist thuggery organization that's out to overthrow the United States. They're against God. They're against the nuclear family. They're against anything that's called the Constitutional Republic, and they're simply Marxist, and yet the media is not only turning a blind eye to it, they're reporting it absolutely upside down. And so, Daddy, we're watching, as I have called it so many times on this broadcast and other shows, we're watching the demise of America. And so, Daddy, there's a question that I think that we need to talk about and see how we can respond to it. From the standpoint of what we see taking place today with the Planned Parenthood, with ISIS, and with the socialist Marxist BLM Democrat the BLM Democrat agenda, what do you see the future of America being if we continue the journey we're on today?
Well, first off, wouldn't that be called kidnapping to lock in?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
If you and I had tried that, we'd be in jail today.
You're right, right at the
spot.
But
they had over 200 of the mobsters called the BLM marching down the street with bullhorns and one with a pickup truck and holding the Black Lives Matter flag in the air as they marched there and then circled the building and kept the people in. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the ultimate goal was, but it was not reported on the news other than just a couple of the media showing a film clip and then not talking about it being illegal. No police officer showed up to arrest, lock up, or put them in jail.
Well, it sounds to me that anyone that was kept inside against their will should file suits.
Absolutely.
Should ask for arrest.
Absolutely.
Demand it, even.
How do we get redress in the courts today that sold out to the socialist Marxist system? Mm-hmm. You understand, and both of us understand, and our listeners, I'm sure, recognize, we've got a dual justice system in America today.
Well, but it's up to us to put a stop to it, isn't it? It's up to us to say no more. No more anything. Enough is enough. And on your Planned Parenthood question, I remember when abortion came in, it was a woman's right to decide what to do with her body.
Yes.
What to put in it or what to take out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today, they're contemplating forcing a vaccine.
Yes, talk about
that. In order for a person to have a job,
mm-hmm.
to fly, to get on a train, to do anything in society. I watched the other day, just yesterday, a young lady walking her dog in clear, clean skies with a mask on. I guess she was trying to protect the dog from COVID, is how I analyzed it.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that we're going to see the day when they're going to say you either take it or else. And the Bible speaks of the day when we're told the mark of the beast,
mm-hmm.
to take the mark or else. If this isn't a prelude, a test, in a sense, a test market for how far they can push us, I don't know what would be.
You're exactly right. In fact, most of our listeners may or may not be aware of the fact that in Israel today, the nation of Israel today, mm-hmm. Danny, the COVID pass is required. It's called the Green Pass.
Yes.
In the Green Pass, they have a ID bracelet. That is RFID readable, and it shows that they have gotten their vaccine. In Israel today, they cannot buy, sell, get on a plane, get on a train, get on a bus, have a job, go to a restaurant. They cannot move without showing their COVID pass, their green pass, their COVID ID in order to do so. And ladies and gentlemen, if you understand what's happening, one day there will be what is called the mark of the beast, the 666, Revelation chapter 13, verse 18. But the prelude to verse 18 is verses 1 through 17. And the Antichrist through the false prophet will cause everyone to bow to him and will be able to be followed, cannot buy, sell, trade, open a business, or do anything in a transactional fashion unless they have that mark. Now, the 666, a lot of people get intrigued by. It is the simplistics of a man-centered man. It's the epitome of humanism. And in that humanism today, we're on the fast track for that in the United States of America. And ladies and gentlemen, I am concerned about where we're going because as we sit here today with Danny Ort in this conversation, Danny, I'm concerned with what you're saying in relationship to the vaccination. In fact, state after state after state, the state of New York and other states across America, including I believe it is Colorado, Nevada, California, out on the left coast, where they're now introducing legislation to have forced vaccinations, required vaccinations. Mm-hmm. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply say, as the little book of Amos says, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I believe we're on the fast track to the forced vaccinations in America. And if you refuse the vaccination, you'll not be able to buy, sell, trade, eat, or do anything that we normally do in society today as a result of that. So I'm vitally concerned about it. And Danny, one of the things that you and I have talked about, and you wanted to make a proposition to our listeners and challenge them, and may I simply say, ladies and gentlemen, as we look at the headlines, it should cause us great consternation and concern. And I've asked the question several times. You've asked the question as our callers. What should we do? How could we get involved? And Danny has got a proposition to make, a challenge for us today as to what we need to do and how we need to get involved that can inform our listeners, inform the nation, and challenge us to be salt and light. Danny, what is that challenge?
Well, as we close today, I want to go to the listeners and challenge each and every one of you to do what I'm doing right now. I'm handing you 10% of my stimulus money.
Amen.
And I want that to start a slush fund to grow this radio ministry and to show that they used their wealth against us. Mm-hmm. Well, we have wealth too.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at $350 bills here, so he is legitimate in what he's saying.
And there's more to come.
Amen.
If need be.
Mm-hmm. Thank
but you. If all your listeners would just give that 10% that God asked for of the stimulus money, that's tax money that we're going to pay, and our children and our grandchildren are going to pay, if they would do that, then we can stand and watch God put it to use.
Amen.
We could grow this station to 100 stations,
Amen.
To 200 stations, to 500 stations.
Amen.
We could fill this church's auditorium to overwhelming numbers.
Yes.
We need to gather often in public forums and town hall meetings, and we need to constantly put the truth out and to grow and to grow and to grow.
Yes. So what you're saying is, Danny, is that we need to, as the old cliche goes, put your money where your mouth is.
Yes,
so
sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe this broadcast is beneficial, edifying to you and informative to you, Danny's making a challenge today. Just take 10% of that COVID check that you've received, the stimulus check, just 10% of that, use it for this broadcast that we might broaden the base, that we might go forward, that greater numbers can hear this broadcast each day. So if it has blessed you, benefited you, if it's been edifying and educational for you, then let that challenge go.
And tell everyone you know today to tune in at 9:00. FM 100.3 for the repeat of today's program.
Absolutely.
Email them. Text them.
Email them,
Facebook,
text them, call.
Whatever it takes.
Absolutely.
Get it out.
Absolutely. Thank you, Danny, for being with us today. It's been a blessing to have you on the set with us. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.